Mom pauses.
Juliet?
I swivel to face her. My plate sits in front of me, empty as it has been since she entered. A glass rests to the side, equally unfilled. Mom's brow dimples, just enough to tell me that she's probably ready for her next Botox appointment. A sinking sensation grabs hold of my gut and tugs. What do I say? Mom puts her mug down. The sound is loud to my ears, clacking against the flat surface of the table.
Chef, please leave us alone for a moment.
Chef Barker doesn't say another word as he dips his head, despite the fact that she's not looking at him, before he slips from the room. It's not the first time she's demanded one of the staff leave our presence, even when they're in the middle of their workday. Usually, though, it's to pitch a fit or chastise me for something more severe. God, I hope that's not what she's planning. Mom waits until Chef Barker's footsteps have faded, and the only sound that fills the room is the distant rumble of the landscaping company mowing the back lawn. My lips part, but nothing escapes. Silence stretches, winding around and around the room, squeezing me until I think I'm going to pop. Something's wrong with me. It's as if someone else woke up in my body today with memories that I shove into a deep, dark corner of my head. They keep peeking out at me, asking if I'm ready to see them now. I'm not. I don't know if I ever will be. What did I do? Juliet. I blink and lift my head at my mother's prompting. For a moment, I think she's going to reach for me, that she'll take my hand in hers, tell me something good. Her brow creases further, as much as it can anyway, which is to say not much at all. Then she closes her mouth and swallows before getting up. I follow the movement with my gaze, confused as she turns away from me and walks out of the room. Click-clack, click-clack, click-clack. I'm left alone in the cold breakfast nook, dressed in last night's clothes, despite the fact that I'd showered at the hotel the second I'd woken up and that I'd scrubbed my skin until patches of red had formed. I still feel grimy, as if something grotesque has crawled under my skin and found its home in my pores. Wrong. I feel utterly wrong. Click-clack, click-clack, click-clack. My mother returns after a few minutes, preceded into the room by the sound of her heels. I look up as she stops next to the table. An orange pill bottle appears before my eyes as she carefully sets it in front of my empty plate. Then, she sets down a small bottle of what looks like lotion. Quiet surprise enters me. Pills and lotion. I glance up at her and nearly jerk away from her. My mother doesn't look at me as she takes back her seat and lifts her coffee from the tabletop. There's a slight tremble in her fingers as she takes a long, slow sip from the mug. But not by the flicker of an eyelash does she reveal whether or not she tastes the liquid she drinks. "Those are for the nightmares," she murmurs, nodding to the pills. "They'll help." "Help?" I repeat the word. Odd that I've heard it before. And yet now I have to wonder if maybe I've been wrong about its definition all along. "The lotion is for your skin," she continues, without acknowledging that I've spoken. "Your..." She finally looks at me, and her lips turn down. "You've scrubbed yourself raw, Juliet. Your skin needs to heal." My skin needs to heal? From washing? It's not clean, though. I look back at the lotion and try not to pay any attention to the orange bottle. "Will it feel clean?" I find myself.